Dear friends, I am Yeshua, your brother and friend. I am with you as an equal. I am here to remind you of your true origins, your divinity, and in this channeling today, I would like to talk about your journey as a soul, and specifically your journey as a creator. You are, as a soul, a creator. And whatever you do, wherever you go, you create your own reality. However, the big question is, how do you create your own reality? What part of you is doing the creation? And because the word creation is very broad, can mean a lot of things, I'd like to specify different kinds of creations, creation, creativity. Roughly, I would like to distinguish between unconscious causation and, on the other hand, conscious creation. So, at the level of unconscious causation, things just happen and you are not aware why they happen, and life or situations, things just seem to happen to you. You seem to be part of an outside world, or you are thrown into an external world, and you seem to be at the mercy, in the hands of forces outside of you. And you may feel victimized by these forces. And at this level, you're not aware of your own creativity, meaning that you attract the circumstances, the situations that occur in your life. You are not truly conscious or aware of yourself. And another way of putting it is that you are completely identified with your incarnated personality, your earthly personality. You think you are your body and the personality that evolved in the course of your earthly life, shaped by your parents, both their genes and their way and your upbringing. So even though you're not aware of it, you act and think about yourself as if you are merely the product of the external circumstances, the life in which you have been thrown. And you may, when you grow up, start to explore and explain why you are as you are, why things happen to you, why you feel a certain way. And so you may point at causal factors that explain why you, your life, your personality developed in certain ways. And in all this, you see yourself as the product of external circumstances. So this is what I would call level one type of creativity. And the word I use for it is unconscious causation. You do not recognize yet that you are consciously, that you are creating your life. And as you grow and evolve, and I'm speaking here not merely of one lifetime, but about many incarnations, I'm speaking now of the soul's journey at large, like this huge and grand evolution of consciousness in you, and this spans so many lifetimes that you can hardly grasp it with your mind. So as you go through these several stages of evolution, at some point you start to become aware of yourself as actively participating in what happens to you. Even if things seem to come from the outside, people you meet, situations you get involved in, at some point in your soul's evolution, you start to become aware of yourself, but not just as the personality, the body you are, and the collection of thoughts and ideas and emotions that have developed inside of you and caused by lots of external circumstances. No, you now become aware of something deeper, which you might call your soul. And in this stage of your evolution, you are becoming more mature. The childhood stage of your soul is over, and you, as a mature soul, you start to take responsibility and start to truly go inside, start to truly reflect on yourself. And through this introspection, which happens throughout lifetimes, it's a big process, you start to become aware of what I call level two of creativity or creation. You become aware of your inner world, this vast reality inside of you. In the first stage of your growth, your evolution as a soul, you are more aware of the outside world, and you experience the outside world as something objective, something you can hardly influence. And in the second stage, you become more aware of the power of your inner world, especially your thoughts and emotions. First, they just seemed to be there, as if they themselves were just objective realities, external phenomena, which you could hardly get a grip on. It's the hallmark of the young soul's evolution, or the young soul's reality, that it dives deep into the reality of emotions, of passions, of thoughts and ideas, and it kind of swims in them, like it swims like the young soul dives into an ocean, and it's the ocean, one could say, of the personality, and there's nothing wrong with it. It just, the young soul is not able to swim yet. It's just thrown into this experience of emotion, thought, passion, and it takes a while, many lifetimes, before it starts to feel that this big sea around it is actually belongs to the soul itself, to him or her. It's not something outside, it's not external. So when the soul starts to become aware of its own inner reality and how it creates things, then a different level of consciousness is awakening. And basically the soul is now experiencing, wait, all of these emotions, desires, fears, belief systems that I experience inside of myself, they are mine. I have a choice. There is a kind of space, a leeway. There's room for change, for choice. And especially when the soul starts to experience the limitations of the inside, the inner reality it is in, when it starts to experience its own emotions and ideas as constrictive, as a limitation, as a prison even, then the soul starts to feel something deep within, a desire to break free and to create more joy, more freedom, more light. And it is only after a long journey of diving deep into the ocean of life, of experience, that the soul starts to slowly awaken, become aware of its own subjectivity, of its own inner reality, and starting to develop a sense of responsibility and also the desire to get a grip on itself. It's the desire for mastership, for owning your own creatorship, being a creator in a conscious way. And this is a big step. This is a huge step. And you who are listening to this message are in the process of a deep awakening. And awakening is not something that happens in a linear way. It's not a logical step-by-step process. It is chaotic. It is dynamic, like life itself, like the ocean. It can be at times be very calm, and at other moments be very wild and throw you into extremes of fear, of joy, of despair, of both passion and depression, like feeling at a loss. And so when you transition, when you awaken and are becoming more and more aware of yourself as a creator, this is a deeply challenging process, like a butterfly emerging from a caterpillar, the birthing process hurts. And you are like the emerging butterfly. And I am here to assist you, to help you understand what you are caught up in. So you can reach your destination with a little bit more joy and ease. And so I'm now going to say, to tell you a bit more about the transition from level 2 to level 3. Level 3 being your destination, your goal. On level 3, you are a free creator. You are aware of your inner reality, not in a perfect sense, but you are aware that you are the one who is attracting certain circumstances, challenges into your life. You are aware that you even attract, you can even attract darkness, meaning difficulties. So, because there's something that you need to become more aware of. So at this very mature stage, you become friends with darkness. And this is a very profound stage of realization, of awakening, when you become friends with darkness. Because what does darkness really mean? It means that which is not conscious yet. What is in the dark has not yet met the light of awareness. When you are in stage 2, you are becoming more conscious as a creator, but you are still acting and reacting from a level of emotion that is largely instinctual or unconscious. And I'm going to give an example to clarify what I mean. When you start your journey as a soul, jumping into the cycle of incarnation, you experience within a kind of fragmentation, a hole, a lack, a sense of being torn apart. This grand creative process of incarnation goes together with a sense of being separated from source, being ripped outside of a womb, which gave you a sense of safety. And so as you start your traveling in the created universe, you are an adventurer, but you carry inside a sense of being lost, being thrown out of a sacred garden, so to speak. And so there's a sense of inner loneliness and a hunger. And this hunger is actually twofold. On the one hand, there's a sense of there's pain and a sense of lack inside, but there's also passion and desire that accompanies this hunger. It's a passion for life, or a hunger to experience, to explore, to dive into the extremes of duality and experience everything. Now, the example I'd like to give is about relationships, love relationships. In the area of romantic love, the pain inside you, which is has been with you from the start of your lifetimes on Earth, this pain, but also the desire to ease this pain, it's activated when you enter into love, a love relation. And there is a deep desire in many souls to experience wholeness, to experience the original unity that you somehow remember, and to experience it through the other, through someone else, in a love relationship. And often big drama happens when you find out that the other person cannot give it to you, or is not available as you, not to the extent that you would, that you crave for. Very often relationships start with very high expectations and end in conflict, in blaming and in suffering, and throughout your lifetimes you repeat this drama over and over again. There's this passion in the soul, this yearning, this desire for wholeness, for filling up this emptiness inside, for healing the loneliness. And when you project this desire onto your relations, especially the intimate ones, you create the stage for a particular kind of drama that creates a whole range of emotions. Anger, guilt, a sense of entitlement, claiming each other's energies, feeling connected with someone else to such an extent that there's a kind of addictiveness to it, not being able to let go. And from this level of emotional entanglement, many karmic issues arise, because the souls you get entangled with in such a way, often you meet each other again, lifetime after lifetime. And this is something you can learn from if you really want it. At some point you start to realize, and this is actually when you move from level 2 to level 3 of creativity, when you move into a more aware stage of creation, when you start to realize that you have to rise above your own fears, your own sense of being a victim, being alone, being deprived of love, of safety, of, you have to truly take responsibility and accept that you are a creator, in your essence, that you are not going to be saved by anything outside of you, but that truly the solution to all of your inner problems, the sense of emptiness or alienation, the sense of being separated from source, when you start to understand that you are the source, when your back is against the wall and the only way you can go is inside, then you move into stage three and you accept that you are the creator of your own reality. You not just accept it, you feel it, you know it, and you stop blaming other people. You also stop feeling overly guilty or responsible for what happens to other people, to the ones you love, and especially the ones you got karmically entangled with, because there's often a too strong sense of obligation, guilt, responsibility between you and them. So you start to become free at level three. And this is when karma starts having a hold on you. When I speak of karma, I'm not speaking about some external force bringing to you a punishment or consequences of earlier actions or mistakes on your part. Karma is an inner law, it's an inner force. When there's a lot of pain inside you, when there's rage or when there's fear or when there's guilt inside you, and these emotions are not truly understood, not truly reflected on from a deeper level of understanding, then you keep on creating, or a better word is attracting, circumstances which are in alignment with these emotions, with these the emotional frequency that is inside your inner world. And you keep on attracting according to this frequency until your consciousness feels so constricted, so limited by it, that you start to deeply feel inside that you want to get out. And so it's your choice. This is your freedom to move beyond the cage, the prison of certain emotional frequencies. And this happens as you transition into the more mature levels of your soul's evolution. And I am here to help you with this. And first of all, to remind you that it is possible. For many of you, you have been caught up in this, in these cycles of unconscious causation. And then level two, you might call it unconscious creation, when you start to be aware of the impact of your thoughts and emotions on your reality, but you still do not have a grip on it. You do not yet have the level of consciousness to truly let go of what constricts you, what limits you. I am here to make you more aware of the creator inside of you, the God inside of you, the divine part, which is another word for the space inside of you to choose, to change, to create something new. you had to go through all these stages from unconscious causation to conscious creation. It's part of the soul's journey, the big evolution taking place over a huge number of lifetimes. And I'm now only talking about lifetimes on Earth, but your journey is much bigger than that. However, I now focus particularly on the reality of Earth and your place in it. And when you have been caught up in this particular reality for many lifetimes, you may forget who you truly are. I'm here to remind you of this and to simply tell you that you can get out. I do not mean get out. I do not mean primarily to get out of the Earth experience, but to get out of the prison of certain limiting beliefs and emotions that keep you caught, constricted. This message today is the first part of a series of messages that I would like to share with you about this, about your soul's journey, about becoming a conscious creator. I will, in the coming channelings, discuss the several stages you go through on your journey. And as I said in the beginning, this journey is not a linear one. It's rough and wild and unpredictable at times. So sometimes when I tell you about the stages of the young soul, the mature soul, and the enlightened soul, then you may recognize aspects of all three inside yourself right now. And by telling you about these stages and levels of growth, I would like to help you to set yourself free. Freedom is your destination. You will get there anyway. I am here as a brother and a friend to hold your hand when you cannot see the bigger perspective, the meaning of it all. It is my desire to remind you of yourselves, remind you of your light, your divinity. Feel that you are not alone. You are deeply connected with all of creation. You are loved. You are safe. You are cared for. I love you and stand beside you always.